Bible is full of the principle of sowing and reaping. When we first sow the seed in the ground, often that ground is hard and dry, and it doesn't look as though anything's going to grow. But let's be clear. When we plant the seed in faith, God is in the business of delivering a harvest. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to A Different Perspective, as we look at not just reaping the harvest, but sharing it around when it does come. What we get out of life, in part, depends on what we put into it. It's a pretty self-evident piece of blindingly, glimpsingly obvious wisdom. That's why this week we've been looking at the whole idea of sowing and reaping in our lives. We're confronted by a tough or a difficult situation, and if instead of running away or kicking and screaming, complaining and carrying on, if instead of that we sow some good seed into that place and nurture it and weather the storms, we'll end up reaping the most amazing harvest in God's time. It's just a God thing. Question is, what do we do with that harvest? I mean, harvest time is a time of rejoicing. It's a time of reaping the reward. You go through a tough patch in your marriage. You decide to sow good seeds of kindness and love and tenderness and encouragement. You invest those even when it's hard. You both come out of the other side with the most amazing relationship. What a harvest. Okay, now what? It's a great time to enjoy the harvest. We should do that. But is there more? Is there something else that we can do with the harvest? I mean, can we spread it around? We've been talking this week about seed, time, and harvest. The notion that when we look at our lives, you know, some places the sun's shining and other places it's bucketing rain, it's cold and freezing. There are some parts of our lives that just aren't quite what we want them to be. There are some parts of our lives where we just wish that God would give us a harvest in that place. We're not reaping the harvest we should be. God, I want some joy and peace in this. God, give me the harvest. And those bits dominate our thinking. You know, every bit of our life can be just wonderful, and yet just one part, maybe it's a difficult teenage kid, and it's so tough dealing with this teenager, just that one part ends up robbing us of peace and joy. Now, what do? We can run away and avoid it. We can complain and carry on. Or we can sow some good seed into that place. And that's what we've been looking at this week, sowing, watering, weathering the storms, waiting and harvesting. And I love this story in Genesis chapter 26 about Isaac that we kind of spent a little bit of time with. There was a famine in the land of the Philistines. That's where Isaac was. He was going to run away. That's what you do when there's a famine, right? You run away. But God said, no, actually, Isaac, don't go down to Egypt. Settle here in this land as an alien. I'll bless you. Isaac did. And in the middle of the famine, Isaac took a pretty big faith step. Isaac sowed seed in that land, and in the same year he reaped 100-fold. That's what it says in Genesis chapter 26 verse 12. In the middle of the famine, Isaac sowed seed in that land, and in the same year he reaped 100-fold. I don't know about you, but for me it's not the most natural thing to do. It's not the easiest thing to do in the middle of a famine to sow seed. And then you have to wait and weather the storms. And sometimes it takes forever, or that's what it seems like, between planting the seed and reaping the harvest. And we give up. I spoke yesterday about, imagine a farmer who plants the seed and waters it and nurtures it and finally just gives up and says it's taking too long. And he walks off his land and behind him the green shoots are coming up. See, God so often expects us to stay just where he is, for us to bloom where he's planted us, and for us to sow good seed into the difficult, dry, hard ground, and to continue to do that, and to continue to believe in him, because one day, if we don't give up, Galatians chapter 6, verses 7 and 8, if we don't give up, we will reap the harvest in good time. And harvest is a time of rejoicing, a reconciled marriage, a teenager who becomes a well-balanced adult. I mean, our boys are now 29 and 27, and our daughter's working now, and she's 18. And hey, they were great kids, but they were typical teenagers with all the difficulties and all the tough times. And now we see them, and they're growing up. We think, this is such a blessing. Question is, when God finally blesses the seed that you've planted and nurtured in the ground, when God finally blesses it, how do you spend the harvest? We have some for ourselves, and that's good, that's right, that's proper. But what about sharing the harvest around? What about sharing some of the harvest around with the other people? Let me take you to an interesting law from the Old Testament. Remember, this comes from one of the books of the Hebrew Jewish law, Leviticus chapter 19, verse 9. Have a listen to this. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very edges of the field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not strip the vineyard bare or gather fallen grapes off your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor, the alien, for I am the Lord your God. What an interesting idea. God saying, don't keep all the harvest for yourself. Use some of it to bless others. Why? Because I am the Lord your God. So your finances are in a mess. You sow the seed. You discipline yourself. You start giving to God's work. You stop wasting money. You pay off the credit card. And one day you find all of a sudden, well, maybe you're not debt-free, but the finances are in a much better condition. You're starting to enjoy things. You're no longer laboring under the debt. What are you going to do with that? Interesting how so many people, particularly the wealthy, the more wealthy we are, the more we tend to give out of our surplus rather than giving sacrificially. What an amazing thing it is to begin to share the harvest around. I remember the pastors of a church we once attended. Their early marriage was so incredibly tough. They sowed the seeds into the hard ground. They reaped the harvest. You know what they do now? A lot of what they do is they run marriage seminars. They give away some of the blessing. They share the wisdom. They share the hard yards. They encourage other couples. You know, somehow when we keep it all for ourselves, the blessing's not as rich. The blessing's not as wonderful. There's something about giving a lot of it away. The more we give away, the richer we become. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap to the very edge of your field. You will not gather the gleanings of your harvest. You will not strip the vineyard bare. You will not gather all of the fallen grapes. You shall leave them for the poor and the alien, for I am the Lord your God. Hang on, Bernie. You might say, it was tough. I sowed. I watered. I nurtured. I kept on doing good. I weathered the storm. It's my harvest. But it was God who gave the increase. God is the God of the harvest. Why do we give some of it away? Because he gave the growth, and he wants us to. As we sow, so shall we reap. Yeah, it can be tough. But I tell you, it is such a glorious, wonderful, joyful thing to reap the harvest and then give it away. Social media is a great way to stay connected to your friends and to the world around you. And we'd like to invite you to be part of the Christianity Works community. Christianity Works community is full of daily thoughts, devotions, and inspiration, so no matter what kind of day you're having, you can be encouraged. So, if you're on Facebook, search for the Christianity Works page and like us. When you do, you'll see some encouragement from your friends and community at Christianity Works, including free booklet downloads from time to time. But more than that, it's a library of thoughts and verses that you can share with your friends and your family. So we'll be sharing God's word together. It's a great way to share the good news of Jesus amongst all the chaos. Amen. So like us on Facebook, be encouraged and blessed, and share some of that with your friends as well. I'm Bernie Diamond, and I'll catch you again same time on Monday. with a different perspective.